WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1960s and 70s, rock and roll was a worldwide phenomenon in ways that Western pop audiences never knew. Even today, regional styles from that era are still coming to light. Critic Milo Miles reviews a new anthology of a previously obscure rock style, psychedelic chicha from Peru.
Electric guitars and rock and roll have become such background fixtures in American culture, it's hard to imagine they were once the shock of the new. 40 and more years ago, that amplified racket was not just forbidden sexy, but hip, modern, urban, the now. It's even harder to grasp just how much the same effect was felt in Africa, Asia, and South America. Specifically, no one knew that at the same time Simon and Garfunkel were introducing American audiences to Peruvian folk with El Condor Pasa, so-called chicha bands were introducing Peruvian audiences to garage rock and roll. A superb collection of these vintage sides has now been released as The Roots of Chicha, Psychedelic Cumbias from Peru. Like rock, chicha began as low-rent party music in bars that catered to scruffy fans with rising incomes, in this case from the Peruvian oil boom of the late 1960s. Also like rock, chicha was a mad mix of styles, actually more the dance-style cumbia from Colombia than big beat from America. But rock fans today will immediately relate to the killer guitar hooks and the plain-spoken let's go quality of the vocals. Hearty, rough-and-ready vocals don't convey much in the way of emotion that gets past the language barrier. It's a shame there's no lyric translations in the package. The liner notes say that a frequent theme is the clash of old and new social mores, the traditional ways of the country versus the fluid ways of the city. But you can hear what the newfangled amps and electric guitars always declared. Now is our time. This day belongs to us. Just consider this saucy version of Beethoven's Für Elise. Thank you. Fans everywhere got the same message. Roll over, Beethoven, and tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed The Roots of Chicha on the Barbez label.